The Jack Parr Program, presented by Lucky Strike.
American.
In a cigarette, it's the tobacco that counts. And
L-S-M-F-T.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. Yes.
L-S-M-F-T.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. And fine tobacco means real deep-down smoking enjoyment for you.
So smoke that smoke of fine tobacco, Lucky Strike.
From Hollywood, Lucky Strike presents the Jack Parr Program with Trudy Irwin, the Paige Cavanaugh Trio, Jerry Fielding in the orchestra, yours truly, Hi Averback, and starring America's new young humorist, Jack Parr!
Thank you. You're very kind. Hello, and to all my animal friends listening at the zoo, may I say... I just put that in to wake up Philadelphia. I went to Philadelphia once, and it was closed. Well, let's see what's in the news this week. Prime Minister Attlee told Great Britain that they were running out of money. Now there's a movement to get the British Empire on Howard Hughes' expense account. President Truman is making a goodwill visit to South America. Mr. Truman must plan to entertain down there because he's practicing a new piano selection. It's called the Missouri Rumba. You might as well give in. I got 15 more pages to go now. Hey, look, Mother, I'm ad-libbing. The fashion pages were full of more arguments about women's dresses being longer. From now on, when you see a woman wearing something down to her ankles, it doesn't mean something has slipped. One news item I read that worried me a little is that the Army and Navy are going to have this unification bill, you know. Hi, Averback, you and I were in the Army together. What do you think of this Army-Navy merger?
Oh, Jack, you're always worrying. Well, why should a thing like that worry you?
Well, hi, I hate to think of what'll happen to the Army-Navy football games. After the merger, the Army and the Navy will have to team up and play the YMCA.
Well, it'll work out all right, Jack. After all, what's the difference between a soldier and a sailor?
Just 22 buttons.
I see what you mean, yeah.
Of course, if the Army and Navy get married and then decide to divorce, who gets the custody of the Marines?
Well, I...
Wait, hi. Something might happen, you know. Never know about this.
I wonder, Jack, how it would sound if the Army and Navy were actually married by Congress.
You mean a regular wedding ceremony? Why, I imagine it would sound something like this.
This is Agatha Geltnik, your society commentator, speaking to you from the historic wedding of the Army and Navy. Oh, and here comes the groom, the Army, now, wearing a stunning ensemble of khaki designed by Hart Schaffner and Eisenhower. This costume can be purchased at Sad Sack's Fifth Avenue. The Navy bride is now making her breathtaking appearance. Oh, she's a vision of loveliness in her fetching life preserver with a bare midriff. And, oh, girls, I simply must tell you, the bride is wearing one of those lovely new hammocks. A hammock is a snood, only you wear it on the other end. Oh, the unification of the Army and Navy is about to begin, so we switch you now to the justice of the peace.
Dearly belligerent, we are gathered here to join in deadlock the armed forces of the United States. Do you, the Army, take the Navy to be your partner?
I do.
Would you repeat that, please?
I said, I do.
It's very warm in here. Would you please turn your flamethrower down to its pilot light? And do you, the Navy, take the Army as your partner?
Well, all right, I do.
What makes you talk this way?
I sleep with a window open.
Well, lots of people sleep with their windows open.
In a submarine?
Now, Ami, will you take the Navy and upon her finger place this porthole? If anyone knows why these two should not be bound together, speak now or forever close your hatch. I now pronounce you unification. And now a number by the Page Cavanaugh Trio, which has recently been marked down from the Page Cavanaugh Quartet. This may come as a stunning blow, but the Page Cavanaugh Trio, I'll wait, but not for long, is composed of three people. And the smallest of these three is the young man at the piano, Page Cavanaugh himself. He's really quite thin. In fact, this page is so thin, if you wanted to turn him over, you'd have to moisten his corner. Gentlemen.
The bird with feathers of blue is waiting for you. Back in your own backyard, you'll see your castle in Spain through your window pane. Back in your own backyard. Oh, you can go to the east, go to the west, but someday you'll come. Weary heart, back where you started from. You'll find your happiness lies right under your eyes. Back in your own backyard.
Friends, as far back as I can remember, there have always been people who made predictions. Back in 1926, Herman J. Fromm predicted that the world would come to an end in 30 days. The rest of the world ignored Mr. Fromm's prediction, but sure enough, on the 30th day, the world did come to an end. For Mr. Fromm, he was hit by a truck. About this time last year, we all read the prediction that if price controls were lifted, prices would come down. There will now be a short pause while the ushers go through the audience selling 5-cent ice cream bars for 18 cents. The first man to claim that prices would go down was Hernan G. Brackish, the Water King. What is his reaction to the turn of events? Is he worried, as I am, about the way prices have gone up? How does he feel about things today? Let's go and ask him. Mr. Brackish?
Yes?
Mr. Brackish, last year you said that once price controls were lifted, prices would go down.
Well, they have, Mr. Parr. Have you tried to buy an ocean liner lately?
No, we just have a small place,
oh.
You see.
Well, the Cunard White Star Line just bought the Aquitania for $28 million. Last year, the price was $29
million. Mr. Brackish, I'm talking about the little things. Now, take milk. Milk has gone up 8 cents a quart.
Well, that has nothing to do with the release of price controls, Mr. Parr. Blame it on the milkers. They've all been pulling for higher prices. Now, take land values.
All right, take land values.
They've gone down. Look at the swamps in Florida. They're having so much trouble getting rid of it, they're running a 1 cent sale. $20 million for the swamps, and for the extra penny, they throw in Chloe.
But I feel
now
that this...
take the Panama Canal.
Look, Mr. Brackies, let's face it. Sugar has gone up 5 cents a pound. Bread has gone up 3 cents a pound. Butter's gone up 18 cents a pound.
Don't talk to me about pounds. I deal only in tons.
Well, I've got the figures on that, too. Butter's gone up $36 a ton.
Yes, but when you break it down into pounds, it's only 18 cents.
That's just the point, Mr. Brackish. 18 cents is a lot of money to people like me. And people like me want something to put on their bread.
Then don't use butter. Use Noxzema.
Well, I don't like it. It's got too high a butterfat content. Mr. Brackish, you're evading the issue. Not only have the necessities of life gone up, but the luxuries have too.
Oh, that's ridiculous. I just got a wonderful buy on a little place in Switzerland. The old League of Nations building.
But, Mr. Brackies, how about the little things in life? Look at gasoline, up 4 cents, sugar up 3, laundry soap up 12, meat up 10.
Mr. Parr, please, you've mentioned 3 or 4 little items. I believe the whole thing totals about 32 cents.
Yes?
Here's 50 cents. Go out and buy yourself a quarter.
Thank you, Mr. Brackies, very much. And before I leave, I'd like very much to give you this souvenir letter opener. Stab yourself and see if the price of iodine has come down.
Lucky Strike presents The Man Who Knows, the independent tobacco expert who knows from his own experience at the auctions what kind of tobacco is bought by the makers of Lucky Strike.
American.
Lucky Strike presents The Man Who Knows, the tobacco warehouseman.
Mr. Sidney Curran of Oxford, North Carolina, has made tobacco his business for the last 25 years. He recently said,
I've seen millions of pounds of tobacco sold at auction. And at auction after auction, I've seen the makers of Lucky Strike buy fine, mild tobacco that's got real smoking quality. Smoked Lucky's myself for 26 years.
The man who knows. Tobacco experts like Mr. Curran can see the makers of Lucky Strike consistently select and buy that fine, that light, that naturally mild tobacco. Remember,
LSMFT.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. And in a cigarette, it's the tobacco that counts.
So for your own real deep-down smoking enjoyment, smoke that smoke of fine tobacco, Lucky Strike. So round, so firm, so fully packed. So free and easy on the draw.
Friends, last night I threw a party.
You threw a party?
Yes, it was just a little...
What were you trying to sell the government?
Nothing. There was just a few kids from the neighborhood. We were in the backyard playing with a kite.
A kite? Does it fly?
Sure it does. A piece of string and all you
Never
have to...
Never mind that. Who else was there?
Well, I told you. Gee, why are you so interested in that little party I threw, mister?
I'll ask the question, son. How much did that party cost you?
Well, not much. Just 40 or 50 cents.
Sounds like a wild party to me. You got your expense vouchers?
No, I haven't, but you can always subpoena the good humor man.
Was it a wild party?
Well, there were presents under the girls' plates of oatmeal.
What kind of presents?
A plate of shredded wheat.
Was there any lobbying at the party?
Lobbying? No, there was no lobbying, but there was a little patioing.
Was there any drinking?
Drinking? Well, as a matter of fact, there was.
Uh-huh, I thought so.
Well, the Riley twins bought over a bottle of fifth of 7-Up. That was all there was, you know?
All right, I believe I got quite enough evidence here.
Wait a minute, friend. Why are you people always picking on Hollywood?
I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because we never won an Academy Award.
Well, you will this time for the best comedy of the year.